All right. So, hi. First of all, tell me your name.
Hey. I'm Samantha Johnson.
And what's your major?
Luxury and fashion management.
Awesome. And this is your last quarter?
Yes, last quarter. And then I graduate March 2018. So, yeah.
Cool. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Pre-graduation. Okay, so you did the Gray Greenlee. Ray Greenlee scholarship. Tell me a little bit about how you got into it, and did you apply for it, or did you find it on your own?
Okay. So yeah, I got into it by Professor Knaus. He told me about the technology opportunity. I'm really interested in technology in general. So I felt that that'll be like a really great opportunity for me. It took about like 2.5 months, and you work with West Elm, and you figure out what would be like the best customer journey for them, and so you'd be able to create like an application to be in store and see if that actually works with the customer and their retail environment. So I did that. I competed with other students as well. And
other SCAD students?
Yes, definitely. Other SCAD students, and I was able to make it to the top 25. So the people who make it to the top 25 were able to go to LA, and that's basically you get to go and meet other retail executives and companies, technology companies, just to figure out what's actually going on in the retail environment right now. And a lot of it is really about digital. A lot of it's about AR, augmented reality, AI, artificial intelligence. So it was just really an amazing opportunity. I knew that I was very, very interested in technology, but I didn't know like the ins and outs of it. So literally just getting to the top 25 was a big eye opener, because they were able to fly me to LA to stay there for about 3 days and just get like the full experience of the student experience there.
So you got in the top 25. How many students, if you know the number, like entered?
I'm not sure, but whenever I was listening to the scholarship representative, it seemed like it was about like hundreds of thousands of students, because there's nationally wide scholarship. So a lot of people just submit a lot of information. Yeah. So roughly probably like 500 to 1,000 students. Probably.
That's incredible.
Yeah. It's.
What do you think set you apart from the other students that entered?
I think the amount of research that went into the type of technology that could actually be used in store, and like understanding on the back end, like how to use that technology used by the sales associate, and then also on the other side of the customer. So they really wanted to make sure that it could mirror West Elm, but then also mirror the new technology that's in the market at the moment.
Okay, awesome. So you got the top 25, and then what was the next step after that? They flew you out to San Francisco.
Yes, they flew us out to San Fran. They flew us out to Los Angeles.
Okay.
And so we stayed in downtown LA, and the event was called shop.org, and so that's where all like the retailers come, and but mostly it was all about like technology. So a lot of like Salesforce, Sapient, Razorfish type of companies who actually like work with like the project management of the technology. Mm-hmm. And then also like work with designers as well. So it was really good for SCAD students, because there was a lot of computer science majors from a lot of different universities.
So not just fashion students.
Not fashion at all. Like literally it was only like FIT, one girl from FIT, one person from LIM. I'm pretty sure there's maybe more, but those are the people who I talked to. So we had a small fashion representation and a larger computer science representation throughout the other. So, but in the end, a SCAD student won the actual competition. So it was really, really amazing. Proud of like Tess Burns, and she's a student at Savannah campus, and we were actually roomies during our time, and we just got really close. And just, you know, whenever you go to like a different state and you get to hook up with people, but it was like SCAD peeps, so it was really like a family oriented feel, so it was great.
And you get to bond over same interests.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah, so it was really, really fun. So the first day we got there was a Sunday, and that was like an open day, so we get to really explore. Then the next day was a student experience, and they had a lot of, they had networking individuals to come and talk to us, like, literally just how to network, just, like, the best ways to network. And they were saying about, like, 70% of people got jobs last year just by networking. So, hey, that's something that we need to be doing. And then the people who smile the most are attracted, basically, whenever, like, you're in a room. So, if you're smiling somewhere and someone sees you, then they're definitely going to come up to you and actually want to talk. And another advice he was saying is that don't, like, slouch in your chair whenever you're at a networking event. Like, you want to look, well, you know, like, you want to look like you're approachable, and not, you're, like, you're just chilling. Because it's not like they don't want to come up to you because they're like, oh, you're slouching. Like, right. They don't want to come up to you because they didn't want to bother you.
Okay.
And that's something,
giving off a certain vibe.
Exactly. Yeah. And plus, you're at a networking event. Like, hello. Like, we're here to, like, you know, communicate.
Yeah.
The other, so that was, like, the first, like, an icebreaker, basically, because later in the day they were going to have executives come, like, in our round tables. And we had about, like, 6 or 7 round tables, about 100 students total. So it was students from different colleges who were not in the Ray Greenlee competition as well, but who were just interested in technology. And so they had about representatives from companies such as Kohl's, Home Depot, Macy's Technology, Williams Sonoma, and Lowe's. So really, really, like, great representation for sure, because they had, like, e-commerce managers, they had programming executives, and then just people like for big data, data scientists. So it was just really good to see another side of, like, these retail companies that we normally don't see or ever hear. And it was really, really deep into, like, the technology world. So I was just, like, soaking it up as a sponge and everything, because we got to actually speak to a lot of them individually, because it's kind of like speed dating, but, like, with an executive.
Yeah. That's a good way to put it.
It was really fun. So I learned a lot. Then that night we had, like, a big event, like a reception, and it was so beautiful. My goodness, they had, like, beautiful food and, like, beautiful people. Like, that's how you knew you were, like, in Hollywood, because everyone was just so gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone was still networking. And then they had this really cool 360, like, Emmy style, like, photo.
Oh, I saw picture. Yeah.
So you know I got on that.
We'll post that.
Yeah. Yeah, it was awesome. I had a really good time. I just, like, met a lot of great people, and I feel like it's, like, people who I can just keep in contact with, because they're really into programming and, like, using Python, like, full stack developers, and that's something that I know I want to have my own business in the future. So literally just stay in contact with those people.
Yeah. So you feel like you did gain a bigger network of people in a different field than fashion. So when you move on, you can kind of have more people in your realm.
Yeah, definitely. And it's just, yes. It was just really important just to go a bit deeper than fashion.
Broaden your
Lines. A bit deeper than, like, the creative side, and actually onto the execution side of, like, how this will all actually look on a website, or how your customer journey is going to look whenever you're inside of a luxury retail store. It just wasn't only about, like, the next collection, basically, that's coming out. And not that fashion is like that, but you're able just to really see, like, the execution side. So I really, really appreciated that. And it was also really good to hear from executives from, like, Just Fab, Fabletics. So it was the textile executive, and he was explaining to us, he was on, like, the main stage saying, like, back in 2009, he was trying to sell shoes online, but they literally just laughed him out the door. And right now in 2017, he's making, like, over $700 million in revenue.
Yeah.
So, like, who's laughing now? And people really doubted online retail, which, how could, it's just so obvious for us right now, because here we are in the Amazon world, you're able to get everything, like, so fast. How can you doubt that? So that's kind of, like, what we're talking about in our rotations with execs, especially with Macy's Tech, because they're closing so many of their stores.
Right.
And I was like, why are you doing this? I'm trying to get to the bottom of it. Like, I understand why, but from your angle, I want to understand why you're closing. And so they're closing so they can basically foster a new realm of retailing. And so they want to be able to raise about $200 million for new technology to have like a digital experience. So that's like digital and physical. So that's basically fostering that omni experience. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. So, I always wondered why Macy's was
like,
kind of
I totally
closing.
Got why they would close. The brand was just like too spread out, right. And they kind of lost their target market. But now you see that it's really about technology, and just trying to regain it. Yeah, they're trying to regain it.
Realizing like they need to catch up with the digital world.
Exactly.
Overall, obviously, it sounds like you had an amazing experience. But what was like your one big takeaway, or what's like a piece of advice you would give to students who are trying to get more involved?
Yeah,
with technology and specifically.
So my really big tech takeaway was really diving more into customer experience, because I talk about customer experience 24/7, and feel like I really need to get a bit more bullet points under that umbrella. But I really enjoy just going past like customer service, and so understanding how to actually ensure that we can provide this customer experience. So that's basically learning a code. Like, I want to learn Python, I want to learn machine learning, and also focus on SQL, and that really like bundles up into data science. And data science is really, really big right now, because you're analyzing big data, and because so much big data right now, they need people to actually run queries and figure out what could be like that next step. And so retail, that's kind of like where it's going right now. Everything is digital, but then you brick and mortar is not dead either. So right. You want to be able to have that balance. But what is that balance when you have about 500,000 people always visiting your site or going into your stores annually or quarterly?
Trying to kind of bridge the gap between...
Exactly, bridging the gap, but you need technology, you need numbers, and you need
research
in order to do that. Yeah, so that's my thing, and I know, like, whenever I start my own company, that I definitely want to have, like, the machine learning capability within, like, an application on my website. Mm-hmm. That way it can feel like a more personalized experience. And kind of like one example is basically having like a chat bot, and that's like a robot answering your questions.
Right.
But instead of it answering like your large questions, as in like, oh, my package hasn't came yet, it's been this amount of days, like where is it located? Not those questions, but the smaller questions whenever you're chatting online, like, oh, like, what sizes do you have?
Where are you sourcing from?
Where are you sourcing from? How fast can this get to me? What colors do you have in this dress? You know, like the smaller questions, because once you're able to just answer the smaller questions, you're actually able to escalate better and then focus on that person, instead of having on your back end your employees focusing on everyone when you just need to focus on like that minute like detail of individuals who really, really need your help.
Right.
Who maybe like their wedding is tomorrow and you need to get like X, Y, and Z for their bridal party, like those type of things.
Right. All great points.
Yeah.
It sounds like you had an amazing trip, and I can't wait to see more pictures.
Yeah.
We're gonna post all about it. Thank you so much for explaining. And is there anything else you wanna add in?
I would say just literally do not be afraid to venture into the unknown. There's so many things like to learn, and I know that's really basic to say, but there's literally
there's
so much so much to learn that you may be like interested in, but you just don't know. So definitely do like all the networking that you can, and just find something that you just interested in. You don't have to just love it yet, but just find that interest, because it'll probably lead you to somewhere you never knew you would end up.
All right, well, thank you so much, Samantha. All right, thanks. Bye.
And now I'm just like mute. I don't know what to say.